Hello.
Yes, hello, sir. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. Can I help you with anything today, sir?
Yes. I got a charge on my card from you guys for $67.
Okay, could you give me your zip code so I can pull your account up?
Yes, 29445.
294, sir.
4-5.
294-45. Okay, thank you very much. Hold on just one moment.
All right.
And what is your name?
Aiden Mitchell.
Aiden. Okay, Aiden, thank you for holding. And counting. Could you verify your address for me, Aiden?
112 Westover Drive, Goose Creek, South Carolina.
Okay, thank you very much. Your account, just hold. It should have been up by now. Hold for me, please.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead. I see the 67,
Okay,
32.
yes. I was just wondering, what's the name of the company?
I'm not a name of a company. I'm a customer support agent where we help customers like you handle charges. You might wanna cancel or finding tracking numbers, just different things you ordered, you haven't received, we do that. So I'm showing that on 11/9/22 you paid $7.95 for a track tactical bag and it was shipped on 11/10, is that correct?
I haven't gotten any type of confirmation from it, and that's why, because I never got that $7 taken out of my bank account, and then
You
just
never got the
yesterday, $60.
7.95 taken?
No.
Okay. But
And
it's
then
showing. Okay, go ahead.
they just took out the 67, so I have no idea what company it's from or where
This
that
is not
charge came
a
from.
you where I don't know where, but you paid $7.95 for the shipping and handling for the tackle bag, and this is like a sweepstakes. Sir, that you got enrolled into a membership and you get a voucher for $125. One that comes once a month where you can go online and buy gadgets and electrical things, Aiden. And for here, what it's showing is that you didn't when you did the $7.95, they didn't take it out. You were charged $67.32. That's a
Okay,
charge
but
of voucher.
I never agreed to pay for that $67, so I'm just confused of why my card was charged for the 67 if I never said anything about
Because
paying for that.
wherever you were, Aiden, you did well, you said they didn't take it out your card, but you paid $7.95 for a tactical bag. I don't know if you went into a store, you went online, and you placed the order, and it happened to be a sweepstakes. I don't know if you knew the terms on it, but it enrolled you into a sweepstakes, which gave you a membership, a voucher for $125 every month until you cancel the account. So,
Okay, well, can I cancel that and then would I be able to get like a refund on that or?
okay, hold on. Let me, what is this? It was shipped, so. Okay, hold on just one moment and let me cancel this for you.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on.
me go back and look at your bank account. I'm not even sure I got you.
Aiden?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking with the mute on. I was telling you that I canceled your account. So okay. You won't be charged again. If you received a voucher, you'll receive it on your email. So even if it's valid, you still can use it even though the account is closed. They sent it to you and you had a discount membership. So what I'm offering you is 35%. Of the $67.32 that you were charged, because it's a valid charge, would you accept that?
One second.
Okay.
Could you possibly send me a copy of the terms and conditions, because I just have no recollection of seeing it or
I have like that. I just explained to you that where did you go for the when you did the $7.95, where did you go? Did you go online? Did you go into a store and fill this out
ma'am.
For
I went online. I was on Instagram and I saw an ad for a bag.
Well, you would have to go back online where you purchased this bag, to see a copy of their terms and conditions of the $7.95 that you paid. So, back to $67.32 is what I can offer you. Would that be okay?
So you can give me the $67.32 back.
No, I can take 35% off the $67.32 since it is a valid charge and you didn't cancel your account and discount membership and a voucher. So I can do that for you.
Okay. This is Ashley. This is his mom.
Yes.
We were trying to figure out where this charge was coming from.
Yes.
So I've listened to everything, so I know what you're saying. That's fine. Two things, I guess. For it to be a valid charge, there has to be something that he agreed to. So we will need copies of that. I know you said go back to the vendors.
That's where the there's him. Well, yeah, where he went online there and he said could he have a copy of the terms and conditions of that. But when he applied online for here, he said he gave $7.95. They didn't take it out of his account, but it was for the tactical bag. So those terms and conditions should be on the line he went on to purchase this tactical bag. And the other part is since he didn't know the terms and condition, he was had a discount membership and he's given a voucher of $125 just for the month until he canceled. So now that the account is canceled, so he won't be charged again, he can still keep the voucher and go online as long as it's valid, ma'am. But he has to go back where he got the terms and agreement. I was just explaining that when he did pay for this, it was a sweepstake.
Right. So who actually charged the card? Was it the people on Instagram or you? Your
It would have to be where he charged it, because once he paid for this tactical bag, it had to come from his card. So he had the card, so he charged it there. So he has to go back to the where he paid for this tactical bag, because they'd be wanting information about your bank card so they can
right,
take.
Right, but who holds the account? Who holds the membership?
I don't know. I just know he has an account here with us for
right,
the tactical bag.
That's what I'm saying. If you have an account, then you hold the membership.
The membership came with the discount that enrolled him in it, ma'am.
I mean, is this like a secret society? I'm trying to get information.
No, I know.
I'm
answering.
What is the membership? Who is it through? What company is the membership through?
He would have to look there or go through the bank to see where the charges is coming from. I know he has an account here in front of me, and I'm explaining that the $7.95 was for shipping and receiving for the tactical bag, but it also was he got a discount membership and a voucher that comes to him.
But
because
who are you? Like, who?
I'm a third party customer supporter. I help clients like this when they want to cancel their accounts or want to know about charges that come to their card, ma'am, or tracking numbers for whatever they order. If it comes to us, I pull this account up, and that's what I did. And he wanted to know about the 6732 charge on his card.
We call you because you said you're a third party. We go through you because it's obviously not directly to the company, but you have to work for somebody. And I'm asking for information, but you're not giving any information other than it's a recurring monthly thing. But there has to be somewhere for us to go. It's just not adding up. I mean, like, I'm not sure why the.
I don't know
where the company is.
Okay, so he doesn't have a statement or anything that has came to him in the mail, ma'am. Or he can go.
That's it.
Oh, okay, so here is his account is here. So wherever he filled this out on his phone, his account wound
there's
up here. Which yes, but I do third party for customer support, and we do a lot of companies, and we do different ones. There's a lot of us. So I just have his account. I'm just explaining what's going on with it that he ordered. Why was he charged this? And that's it, ma'am. It's no company. I'm working to be a customer support to help clients when they call in and need to have answers, ma'am.
But you haven't given any answers is the problem. That's what I'm trying to ask. Like, who are you?
I'm a third-party representative.
Your company, not you.
Yes.
What
I'm
company
not.
Do you
I'm
support?
No company. I don't work for a company, ma'am.
So
I'm
how
a third.
Did you charge you $67 then?
Because he went online and did it on his phone, ma'am.
No, he charged $7.95 on his phone. He did not charge $67 to his
because
phone.
At the time he didn't know the terms and condition of the $7.95
so
for
why
the
can't
shipping.
You provide copies of the terms and condition? That's all we're asking. If he signed it, then fine. I mean, it is what it is.
Because I can't supply that for him, ma'am, because I haven't seen the terms and conditions of it. He went online and did this. So when he went online to apply for this tactical bag, ma'am, I'm sure there was term and conditions where he could read and see, so he would have to go there. I don't have the terms and conditions for this tactical bag. I just see, try to help the clients that call in and want to know why, ma'am.
So it sounds like because nobody can give answers, I just need to call the police and they can investigate because it seems to be a scam if nobody can provide the information. If you're a third party, you then receive the information from the third party, or you at least know the company to point us in the direction to call.
Well, he would
so
have to,
like scam,
they took the charge,
so.
Y'all. Okay, ma'am. I'm canceling the account for the tactical bag, even though they have shipped this to him already. We don't do returns. It said shipped 11/10, so it should be on its way.
$7.95 is fine, whatever. If that's what it has to be, that's fine. But
okay. I'm closing the account out, ma'am. And like I said, I was offering that. I was going to offer him again the 50% here, but I will refund the whole thing to him and close his account, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate that because I
thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll do that for him. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. No, don't leave
oh,
yet.
Okay.
Hold on, let me do this and give you a confirmation.
Okay.
Hold on, ma'am. I'm just finishing up this and give you a confirmation.
Okay.
Okay. Are you there, ma'am?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Anderson. Okay. Just signing my name.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, okay, I did put that there. Just put in my notes. The refund went through 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
3 to 5 business days. It should come back on his card or his account, ma'am. And the account is closed. I closed that entirely so he won't be charged again. Will there be anything else that you need or for your son, ma'am?
That'll be all. Thank you very much.
Oh, the confirmation number. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll be 262-581-687, ma'am. And it's
okay.
C for Charlie in front of the two. C. 262-581-687.
Okay.
Okay, that would be all, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, and you have a nice day, you and your son and family.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.